An area covering less than 2 square miles in downtown Phoenix has been attracting major money. Since 2005, more than $5 billion in public and private dollars has poured in, much of it going to new housing. As we continue our series, New Neighbors, Shifting Communities in the Valley of the Sun, we look at how the changing skyline is changing where people live.
Right here, kind of on the ground floor, is the community area.
29-year-old Daniel Drain could be the poster child for what city leaders envisioned a dozen years ago when they approved a strategic plan for downtown.
They have TVs, a pool table.
Less than a year ago, Drain and his husband moved into a high-rise apartment building offering 360-degree rooftop views.
This was one of the big selling points.
Like many residents, Drain and his husband work downtown.
We have some lawyers, we have some medical students, we have some people in finance.
And they like to spend money here.
We go to a lot of the restaurants and stuff right here in the local area.
Over the past 5 years, more than 15 housing projects have been built downtown, many labeled luxury. Advertised rents for a one-bedroom at Drain's complex top $2,400 a month. With so much cash flowing in, some worry it's driving others out.
We know that we are pushing for density downtown.
During a city council meeting earlier this year, Vice Mayor Laura Pastor expressed concern about the future.
Because we know eventually when it is built, the downtown area, affordable housing or workforce housing won't exist.
She raised the issue as the council prepared to vote on a $30 million tax break for a developer planning to build luxury apartments. The developer offered to set aside 5% of units for workforce housing. That means rents would be lower than market rate, but not involve government subsidies. Pastor wanted to see 15%. Economic Development Director Chris Mackey explains how numbers are run with developers.
That 5% is pretty close to what they can afford and still make that, you know, that 6 or 7% rate of return.
Last year, her department analyzed housing within a 5-mile radius of downtown and found nearly 75% would be considered workforce, with people paying
somewhere between $750 a month and $900 a month.
But Downtown Phoenix Partnership, Inc. has different numbers. The nonprofit community development group focuses on 7th Street to 7th Avenue, McDowell Road to Lincoln Street. In that area, it says there are no workforce units. As new projects are built, Chris Mackey says older ones could get cheaper.
And that's where workforce housing typically comes from, is private sector market takes care of itself, new products come in, the older product resets itself, and people move freely about the market.
And economists, they really like this theory. It makes them feel good.
It's called filtering, and ASU Associate Professor Deirdre Pfeiffer doesn't totally buy it. Sometimes it can work, she says, if there's a strong supply and rents hold stable, but
this new luxury development comes in and it's leased up like within a month or whatever, like really fast, and it's full. The other landlords around there are going to be like, whoa, that's wow. Huh. I'm going to, you know, I can charge a lot more for my property.
She acknowledges many cities like Phoenix may never require developers to provide workforce housing. That's why she encourages voluntary programs and thinks cities should concentrate on preserving downtown housing for lower income workers. The payoff, she says, will be felt citywide.
You know, if we want to be a tourism center, we want to have diverse, interesting neighborhoods that people want to visit, that have, you know, funky things happening in them, and, you know, that have, you know, history to them.
Phoenix's Economic Development Department currently has one active contract that involves 13 workforce housing units. Two others in the pipeline could add 40 more.
We have a motion in favor of 82 and 83. Is there a second?
At that council meeting where Vice Mayor Pastor brought up the issue, she joined the majority of her colleagues and gave the developer property tax breaks.
Roll call.
But added,
I plan on in the future to look at workforce housing and get to that benchmark where we need to get to.
The Downtown Phoenix Partnership says nearly 5,000 units are under construction or being planned. Because city leaders want to see more high-rises and there are no tax credits for workforce units, it will be challenging to ensure lower-income workers can live downtown with their higher income neighbors like Daniel Drain.
The last thing we want to do is force anybody out of downtown. What we want to be doing is bringing everyone here to make sure that we have a lot of different cultures, a lot of different viewpoints, a lot of different kind of opinions, and keeping that uniqueness that downtown really does have.
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.